Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting third. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Terry Harper. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks takes first base on ball four. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burks. The throw from Heath and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Boggs reaches third base with a triple. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell strikes out. There goes Evans. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst fires to first and picks off Heath. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burks strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst fires to first and picks off Whitaker. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans bunts towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baylor moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to third. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gedman hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen bunts towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Herndon moves to third. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gettman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins is walked intentionally. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Sheridan now playing right field. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burks strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Heath and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Boggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first, with Hurst covering, for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Herndon moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Calvin Schiraldi now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darrell Evans now playing first base. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.